This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Stop! Russian, stop!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Well, they say the wheels of justice turn slowly, and yes, they do. But the arrogance of bureaucracies burns fast. But when it burns away, there's nothing left but a bunch of little cowards who got themselves all wound up because they were accustomed to power, didn't understand the people had voted their asses out. And yes, in most major elections, it doesn't really count much. But with Trump, it does. That's why you've seen the conniption fits, the hysterics, the insanity, the crazy lies, the distortions, the bullying, the boycotts, the attacks, the subterfuge. Because an entire corrupt establishment for decades had hijacked this country and had been mismanaging it into the ground. Along came Trump and the patriot elements of the Pentagon and intelligence agencies. You don't just think it's Trump, do you? And along came a consortium of patriots who've been working in some cases for 60 years to stop the globalists. I'm only an organic extension, not some secret agents, not some secret agency, not some secret orders, not some black op training center when I was 10 years old, but simply growing up in Texas as Americana around men who'd fought for the country and who knew the score, and who understand who the globalists were, and who simply talked about what they knew in front of me as a young boy. And so I studied history. I found out they were right. And I sat there and decided when I was 12, 13 years old, I was going to take them on. That's what destiny's all about. They don't want you to think you've got destiny. Yeah, half the time when I cover here's a train wreck. Doesn't matter. I'm swinging for the fences. I'm going in the right direction. I care about justice. I want freedom. And they don't know what to do in the deep state. Trump was recruited by patriots in the government to stop the total humiliation of the country. We've already sold out to China. We've already are crippled psychologically, culturally, mentally. We're already in destitute shape. But the globalists wanted to fully have a civil war, a race-based war. They wanted to break us completely and have re-education camps, everything else. It was even coming out in the news, not just me covering it. And patriots in our own government said, the people are awake. They want something different. Let's try to stop this. This is unbelievably bad. Rigging debates. They want to arrest all the conservatives. They want to break up families. They want to have the state run everything. This is a horrible system. Why would we do this? So some Hollywood and globalist elites like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and some of the others have their way with us. We're not doing this. So right now, Trump is really like a desperate rear guard action, hoping while he stalls them, you wake up and do something. And from Romania to Hungary to Iceland to Brazil to Japan to areas of Africa to all over the world, from Catalan, Spain to you name it. They'd say Catalan, Catalan, Mr. Jones. I get it. I got to say geographically for folks listening. People get it. They say, listen, our local governments aren't perfect, but they're not run by some guy like Jeff Bezos, who's tax exempt, who makes $12 billion a day. Well, they tell me on the news I'm rich if I make $1 million a year and then pay 40% of it in taxes. And then the other to lawyers trying to hire people, trying to run something, trying to do something. So that's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, is the boys from the men, the women from the girls, which side you want to be on. But I am very proud to be part of this giant awakening. and very proud of what we're all doing together and standing against the incredible arrogance of Clapper and all these other crooks that thought they'd tell all these lies and do all these things and get away with it because they thought they were invincible. They thought they'd beaten us. They didn't know we were asleep. We're awake now, Clapper. We're awake, Brennan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wars come to mind.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
It took the babies out of incubators. Lucky children to die on the cold floor.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control. UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high-level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are now well into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. I'm not going to air this whole 10-minute piece until towards the end of the hour, but we're going to air about a minute or so of it here in just a moment. Alex Jones confronted by Bezos thugs. I'd say thug. Only one of the security guys seemed to be in charge at Whole Foods was a jerk. He was already standing on the corner of the property, off the property, and he came over and said, "Get out of here, I'm calling the police." And I said, "Well, I can go in your parking garage and get my car." He wouldn't answer that. Made me think I was going to get arrested when I went down there to get my car and followed me to my car. So I'm coming back. I'm already planning to come back, but now I'm coming back a lot because people were polite to me. They were nice to me. Most of the folks in Whole Foods were listeners in big blue state Austin, blue state cancer Austin. But you try to stop me and bully me, I'm coming back. That's coming up later in the hour. Because I've got a bunch of other things I want to get to. I want to get into Trump on Kanye. He says Kanye gets it and how they're trying to bully Kanye. And that major bellwether, also MSNBC guest, says Mike Pence would put gay people in concentration camps if he became the president. Well, Trump just appointed a gay ambassador to Germany. Nobody's ever done that. And I'm not trying to like win points here or something. It's that Trump's incredibly inclusive and wants Americana. And as the economy comes back, and as he gets this big peace deal, I mean, North and South just agreed to sign an armistice that will then go into a total peace deal and end the war, or end the armistice. You've got huge things happening because the globalists wanted a strategy of tension. I know you're a veteran yourself, understand strategies of tension, but like Trump said when he was with Merkel on Friday, he said, "We are going to move away from playing games and keeping crises going.
Yeah, and what a lot of people don't get is the strategies that Trump employs. Trump understands how Russians and Chinese and these other Eastern nations negotiate, because Western Europe, like Germany, you know, Obama negotiated, and he conducted diplomacy like Merkel and like Macron would. He doesn't understand that there's a way you have to put pressure on Russia and China and North Korea, those other nations, because that's what they respect, and that's how they respond to pressure. It's a respect game, and that's what people like Obama don't understand. So when Trump is putting pressure on these people, he's actually understanding the proper way to operate.
And I would expand on that by pressure, serious sanctions on the regime itself, a year and a half of that, and then saying, but here's the carrot, merge with South Korea, have a new business deal, really go into the future, but give up your nuclear weapons. And as I reported over a month ago from our sources, they already, Jake Lloyd, had agreed to that. And now you see Kim Jong-un has come out, has already agreed to that.
Yeah, he's already agreed to it. And what people, I mean, 5 months ago, it was 5 months ago that people thought that we were going to go to nuclear conflict with North Korea. And now 5 months later, like you said, North and South Korea, they're talking. They're about to end the 60-some-year armistice. They're about to come to peace. There's probably going to be massive infrastructure deals where they're reuniting. They're building highways and stuff between the two cities. North Korea is going to be brought out of poverty. And it's all due to the efforts by President Trump when he was putting pressure, like you said, massive sanctions, but also talking about fire and fury. And I would say that probably going forward, I'm predicting that the same strategy is going to be employed with Iran. We're going to see a similar thing because Trump, with Syria and everything, he demonstrated that he's willing to, you know, we don't like the Syria bombings, but he's willing to go against what Russia says. So that's going to allow him to put pressure on Iran. And I think that we're going to see a massive reworking of the Iran deal to include the whole Middle East.
Sure. Well, I got what Trump was doing on the whole chemical weapons thing. They've got the white helmets caught now four times. In fact, that's in the news this week. It's now... Right. They have all the witnesses, the kids that were brought in from school in Dowson Water are all in the news saying we were told it was a fake chemical attack. We were given candy. We were given lunch. I mean, this is all coming out that they staged that thing. But I understand Trump's faced with that. He'll look weak if he doesn't strike. So he strikes some of these bases, gives the Russians time to get out. The Russians are already trying to pull out. That looks strong to Iran. But let's pull back from that. The mainstream media said it was the end of the world and that we were going to have nuclear war. Even 2 weeks ago, The View, Joy Behar, all of them said Trump's going to cause a nuclear war, that Kim Jong-un is good compared to our president. Now, they're not even reporting on how big a deal this is.
Yeah, well, and now what they're saying, even though, you know, like I said, 5 months ago, like you're talking about just a couple weeks ago, Trump was the cause of every negative thing in North Korea. It was his fault that we were about to go to nuclear war. It's his fault that all these bad, you know, supposedly bad things are happening. And now, like you said, good things are happening, and they want to put the credit on Prime Minister Moon of South Korea. They want to put it on Xi Jinping of China. They want to give all the credit to everybody else, and there is some element of credit due to them, even though Trump was the one pressuring China to pressure North Korea. But they want to take all of the credit away.
I mean, I'd say 90% goes to the U.S., 80%. You know, Russia had a big piece in actually saying they might back a U.S. strike if Kim Jong-un didn't stop what he was doing. But expanding on that, pull back from this. 1953 is when this ended. The war was still going with a ceasefire versus 2018. That's 60-plus years. That never got fixed until now. So it did change because of real sanctions. The globalists on record wanted a strategy of tension. It was Clinton and others that gave the nuclear weapons and missiles to North Korea to destabilize things. Trump is ending all this Machiavellian crap.
I mean, most Americans, like, this is something that hasn't... We haven't been at peace with Korea in most Americans' living history. It's an enormous, monumental thing. And like you're talking about with the strategy of tension and everything, that keeps the globalist one-world government plans in order, because then it requires organizations like the EU, it requires organizations like the UN to come in and try to fix things, even though they don't.
And that's what David Rockefeller's dad said. What the League of Nations, then the UN, that the Rockefellers built in New York on their own land, was about a strategy of ongoing tension where you need them running things, these multinational groups, instead of unilaterally nations making deal to deal. You can have 50 countries making a deal. They've just got to do it unilaterally.
Exactly. And what I don't think a lot of people get is that Trump, you know, whatever his strategies are on a lot of stuff, whether you love him or hate him, he's transcending. It's possible to transcend that order of requiring a new, a world government.
And that's why the bureaucrats are so pissed, because he's being the president. Does that mean I agree with everything he does as president? No. Do I agree with him being the president, returning power back to the presidency, back to Congress, back to the states, back to the people, as he promised to do a year and a half ago on January 20th, 2017 at that inauguration? He said, we're transferring it back to you. We're going back to the republic. They had to do one-sided deals to sell America out to globalism. They had to get the whole world to sign on with parlaying when America had 60% of the world's wealth in 1955. Now we have way less than that, 20%. They sold us out to special interests, but instead of it being infrastructure for Africa or Latin America or Asia, it became Jeff Bezos. Bezos gets, $140 million, and this guy gets that. It's the globalism's been a lie. It's been a new form of robber-baron colonialism, where they're now using, in their own words, the third world populations to recolonize us, but not to empower us, but to drive us down as well.
Exactly. And what, it's important to realize that, like it says in the Bible, if you're not with us, you're against us. It's the same, because every action that Trump carries out that's not out of the New World Order playbook, it's an action to reestablish national sovereignty for the U.S.
And that's what I 100% agree with. And I agree with 95% of what Trump's done. It's a very, very dangerous game, but he is real. You know him by his enemies, folks. That's why we defend him so much. Stay with us.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I went down to Whole Foods Worldwide headquarters today. That's coming up in the next segment. Jake Lloyd was with me. Rex Jones, my son, wanted to go. I said, you can go, but I'm going to leave you out of this one. Sure enough, he ends up, you know, at his points. He's 15 going on 16. He's a man. He's already 6 feet tall. He's smart as I am. So he's going to be on air more with us. You know, the media makes a big deal out of it. Like, David Hogg can be on air, but Rex Jones can't. So good luck with that. Rex is here to stay. The fact that folks are trying to keep him off air, I think, has actually only been encouraging. But Jake Lloyd, I wanted to briefly, in this segment, get with viewers into how we're under attack. Now, I don't get up here like some SJW saying, I'm a victim, I want victim status, I'm a big baby, look at poor little me. No, I'm saying I'm trying to be a warrior for this country politically, I'm standing up for what's right, we have delivered big time in waking up the public, you've delivered big time as an audience, our affiliates, our sponsors, you're amazing. So the praise, 90% of it goes to you, the rest goes to this crew and what we're doing here. That said, a lot of this is off record. I went to D.C. for 4 days, 3 weeks ago, and I can't get into most of what I was there was not what you saw me there for. And that was all secondary. And I met with some high-level folks. I'll leave it to you at that. I'm sure you can figure it out. High-level. And they said they gave me the analysis. They gave me the intel. And I was told not to get into, obviously, all of it, but I can tell you, we've already pointed this out. There's $15 million a year spent by Soros just to fake media to dig up lies on us. They can't find anything. They've gone down to our reporters now, 6 months on Paul Watson in England. They have a three-person team on him. This is like a movie, but it's real. So you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we are fighting because we know we're under attack. Not because we're angels, not because we're perfect, but because we don't want to be under a Nazi collaborator's control. So Zero Hedge reports on links to the Federalist and leaked documents that Congress has put out this week in their intelligence report of the latest Strzok page garbage. Mystery group of wealthy donors with U.S. generals over it at the meetings. So they're going to hotels with sitting U.S. generals that are running and honchoing all this to try to stop Donald Trump. Now, that's just one tranche, one group of the money. Mystery group of wealthy donors and Soros spends $50 million for private Trump-Russia investigation. That's after it came out the FBI was funding it. This is in the last year. $50 million. Soros puts out $15 million a year, according to my sources. So these reporters, and I've even had reporters apologize to me off record. They go, no, man, but I mean, I want the $200,000 or whatever, you know. I mean, this is going on. So, and I'm lucky they're not sending hit teams down here. But if they do that, that's fine, too. I don't want to die, but you know, if anything happens to me, Hillary, Soros, the globalist, they're the main suspects. Now, and I don't say that to act tough or to challenge them. It's like, I'm in a war. These are criminals. In third world countries, they can get away with it. They engage in massive atrocities. But I raise this because the Observer is owned by Jared Kushner. Now, I'm not even attacked Jared Kushner because I can't figure out whether he's really good or really neutral or really bad. I tend to trust Trump. So I'm not in some, you know, White House intrigue about who I support or who I don't support. Okay. Early on, I got sucked into some of that. I'm not into that. Okay. But the Observer is owned by a trust. He no longer controls it for a year. So that's hopefully good news about Jared Kushner. And I went to it today because it was a bunch of articles attacking me the last month. And it says Trump's a Russian agent. Trump's going down. It says Piscate's real. I mean, not even the Daily Beast says that now. Not even BuzzFeed that made it up, put up the fake reporting on it. They admit it's not true now. So I go to this story that says what Peter Thiel's playbook shows us about taking down Trump and Alex Jones. Now notice, taking down Alex Jones and Trump, or Trump and Alex Jones. And they admit that the Democrats and deep state are funding fake lawsuits against us to shut us down. Well, here's the difference. I didn't videotape in my personal home my wife climbing on top Hulk Hogan. I think Hulk Hogan's pretty cool, by the way. I'm told he's a listener. The point is that if I did that, I deserve to get in big trouble. I'm not getting buddies over to my house to have sex with my wife and videotaping it. I'm not Gawker. But they say that's the model, and they admit it's lawfare to destroy us. So the Observer, even 5 years ago, 3 years ago, did some pretty good reporting. It's bad news now. And so I got Kushner saying I deserve his publication to be basically out of business. And then his father-in-law is a criminal that women urinate on. That was on the front page today. So I guess that means Kushner really doesn't run it anymore. But my God, who'd you hand it over to? I mean, you know, it's like, because I know this stuff about me isn't true, but at least they're being honest about it. It's not Peter Thiel suing us, by the way. He's a good guy. He would defend victims. This is them making stuff up using lawfare, and they admitted they can do it to InfoWars, just as the head of News Corp said 2 months ago. They can do it to everybody. So I wanted to show everybody that to understand. It's not like we're losers here, and we're bitching and complaining, saying, send us money. The NRA has broken all fundraising records with David Hogg attacking him, saying, ban the Second Amendment, all this stuff. Well, you know, I get attacked along with the NRA. I get sued like the NRA, and our donations are not up. Our buying of products is not up. It's not an election year. I mean, last year was an election year. This isn't, it really isn't, as it's kind of the midterms, but it's not a main election year, not a general election. So I'm not complaining here. I mean, I want this. I stood up for this. I'm doing this. But you understand, the globalists are obsessed with InfoWars. They want us shut down. They want us destroyed. And they admit in this big lengthy article that they want to take down Trump and InfoWars because we, quote, can't be stopped and are bringing populism back to America. They're such globalists, they admit who we are. They go, these horrible nationalists, these free market people, and they're not elitists like us, and we've got to destroy them, and the only way is to sue them. Why don't you just get out of the way and be rich in America, you jerks? And let people have nice apartments and nice houses and their children. And no, you got to run everything. It's all about your power because I always read this in philosophy, Carl Jung, you know, you name it. And I was looking at Jordan Peterson videos this morning, so I haven't really paid attention to him until he just gets bigger and bigger. So I watched a bunch of them this morning, and he was saying, weak men cannot be virtuous or strong. Weak men cannot be leaders. And it's because they're rats and always want to screw somebody over, but it's strong men who have the evil side, but also the good side that's bigger, who understand things and don't want to be a jerk. It is the bad people that want to pull down somebody like Trump. So when we come back, Jake Lloyd, we'll talk about this. But the bottom line, there it is, weak men can't be virtuous. That was the actual quote. Good job pulling that up. Is that I'm really trying to build something. Psychopaths think I'm a schmuck or crazy that I believe in you. And because I'm strong, I'm not screwing you over, I must be a schmuck. Or I have Texas Hospitality, somebody I bring into town, and they get in my face and tell me I'm their bitch. I have Texas Hospitality because I'm a killer. I'm not bragging. I'll rip your head off. I'll kill you if I need to. The point is, I'm a loving person. That balances me out. You cowards don't get it. We'll be back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim. filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
Okay, so we're back live. Jake Lloyd's riding the shotgun with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll get into the whole Whole Foods / Amazon Foods, Jeff Bezos command base invasion that happened just a few hours ago. You were there with me, but you were silent during that last segment as I was reading off out of the New York Observer and out of Zero Hedge and other publications. Jake, where they're saying the main job of the Democrats is to shut down Trump and InfoWars. We have Project Veritas, internal videos of YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Google, New York Times, all saying the same thing. I'm not tooting my horn. I'm not that big. But they see us and what we're saying, because they're insiders, as super accurate, because we're on target. We actually study what they say and do. It's not that we're that big. It's that if people listen, it's over for them, because the microcosm is the agencies. I used to think the agencies and the military would not be the problem, but weren't part of the solution. But then I realized they're already on the inside, so they actually know I'm telling the truth. That's the most awoke group right now. And so that's why they're targeting us. So just speaking to that, because I don't want to make us the center of the story, but if we don't make a bigger deal out of this, they will win. They will destroy us. We're not just up for saying, oh, we're real big, they're after us. Folks, we're the main target. Why do you think that is, Jake Lloyd?
Well, part of it's a chilling effect. Part of it is that they want to take, they want to frame it as we're on the outside, we're on the fringe of the public voice. We're on the fringe, and they want to say, oh, it's just InfoWars, don't worry about them.
They're exactly. If you go there, globalism, world government, sovereignty will destroy you. When that's the reality, they want to make it where we're untouchable.
Exactly, because we are an easy target in their eyes, partially because a lot of people that should be, you know, on our side, a lot of people don't want to come to our defense. They don't want to defend our right to free speech because they've bought into the brainwashing that we're, you know, cuckoo, wacko.
That's it. They want to play it safe, or they think... So many times when Limbaugh was in trouble, people go, good, you'll be bigger. I remember talking to syndicators. They go, if Limbaugh has heart trouble, or if this boycott works, you're going to get a lot bigger. And I went, no, I'm not. They're going to shut all the talk radio down. I'm spending $500,000. Then I got Ted to spend another $500,000. We spent a total $500,000. I was $250,000. He was $250,000. I spent $500,000 on Limbaugh when these other syndicators were, like, getting off on the idea of his fall. They didn't have any sense that once they boycotted him, we were next. I don't hope Sean Hannity goes down. I don't hope that people like Tucker Carlson go down. I hope they get bigger and bigger. I have 4 children.
And you have people...
What is your problem, mainline conservatives? Celebrating we're under attack. You're idiots. Once they get us, you're next.
I mean, people like Ben Shapiro have a serious, serious problem with coming at us like that. I mean, Ben Shapiro, you know, constantly makes jokes at our expense and everything. But then Ben Shapiro goes out to Berkeley or even some other, you know, slightly left-wing college, and they call him a Nazi. He's a Jew. He's an Orthodox Jew. And Ben Shapiro gets called a Nazi.
By the way, I like Ben Shapiro. Mm-hmm. I see his stuff. I agree with him. He's a smart guy. But I get it. We're under attack. It's an easy thing to differentiate himself and say, oh, I'm reasonable. We don't want to be in the middle of this thing. So I want to explain something. I'm not trying to win popularity contests like Ben Shapiro or other people. I'm here to get people thinking. We trailblazed the entire opening of the movement, and people like Matt Drudge got it. Matt Drudge helped us. We were already on the map. Go to the next level. And I don't give credit for no reason. Matt Drudge went through a lot of heat for that. I know. But Matt knew we were telling the truth. He's reading the same news we're reading. He said we were a talk show host. He didn't want to be on the air anymore. So he knew we were covering the same stuff. I remember hearing Drudge, like, you know, 15 years ago about cloning and human-animal chimeras. Well, don't you know when Drudge hears me being attacked for that? You'll see Drudge put up a big article from the Japan Times or Reuters about human-animal chimeras. We're covering real stuff. Just because that shocks Ben Shapiro, and he doesn't want to talk about it because he wants to be kind of on the in crowd. You be part of the in crowd. I left high school a long time ago.
Yeah. And the thing is, we, like you said, we don't need, it's not a popularity contest. We don't need to bring them down because they're attacking us. But all we're saying is stop. Stop the infighting for no reason, because Ben Shapiro, you can do your normal middle-of-the-road conservative thing all you want. That's fine. It brings people into the movement, all that different stuff. Ben Shapiro's brought a lot of college students into thinking.
Yeah, he's great. He's very well-spoken, and it takes different folks. Take Candace Owens. Paul Watson says you got to get her on. She's super talented. Have her on 5 or 6 times. She gets hired by that big group Trump's involved with about waking the colleges up. What's the name of it?
Turning Point.
Turning Point. I was on the plane flying back to Austin once with the head of Turning Point. But now that she's on Fox News some and wherever we call her, oh, we're not cool enough. Hey, Candace, I was offered Fox News shows 3 times. It's not like we even need you on the show. We had you on to boost you because you're a smart, big person. Having you on after the big story doesn't do anything for us. We push you because you are articulate and smart and cool. You understand? You're not safe going with the mainline Republicans. That's how they keep you on the reservation. I think Kanye West understands that.
Yeah, Kanye West really does. And the thing is,
we're not trying to get accepted. We're trying to overturn the whole paradigm here.
Yeah, and a lot of people are now using it to say, because they, certain conservative voices were like, oh, don't listen to Kanye West for your political opinions. And nobody ever said that you should do that, because now he's going back. And
it's about his courage to say they're simply free speech.
And even if
and what happened to us where that's a big deal to have that courage to say I support the president.
And even if he's still a liberal, because he said my hero Emma Gonzalez, he's still serving to normalize our type of politics in the mainstream. He's still a major cultural
figure. He's standing up for free thought.
Exactly.
By the way, do we have the Jordan Peterson clip? I saw this clip because I like Jordan Peterson. I saw a few of his things, and you know the crazy debates he's in where they make stuff up about him. He's this well-spoken professor and everything, and the left's really scared of him. So I watched a couple hours of him last night, this morning. And this is Carl Jung's psychology, but it's also just self-evident truth that little wimpy weirdos want to dominate and control. They want emasculated males so they don't have any competition. And I've always said this, the weird, twisted betas I found are the ones that get together and set up tyrannies like Hitler and others. And so you're never going to see virtue out of one of these people. And here is the video, a part of the video where Peterson, what's the exact headline? I'm going from memory. I'm teleprompter free. It was why weak men can't be virtuous. Here it is.
But if you only know how to behave, you're just a domesticated house cat or a lap dog. You have to push beyond the persona. And that's what the integration of the shadow does from the Jungian perspective. It's like to pull that monster that's been edited out of you, to pull that back in and to allow that to reveal itself within your increasingly sophisticated way of being. And then you're not just a persona.
So if you want to push back on your persona, are you saying that you have to cultivate your dark, your shadow? Is that part of your path?
Yeah, because the thing is, you can't escape from your persona unless you can say no. Here's an example from popular culture. In the Harry Potter series, Harry Potter is obviously the hero of the story. But he's touched by malevolence, right? The only reason he can stand up against evil is because there's some evil in him that he's incorporated, essentially. Well, that's exactly right. And the persona, if you're a persona, then you're an obedient citizen. But the problem with being an obedient citizen is that if the society tells you to march the Jews off to the death camp, for example, and you're obedient, then that's what you'll do. And it isn't like society is civilized, then all of a sudden you're performing some act of
atrocity.
That isn't how it works. It's like you're an obedient citizen, and then you're asked to violate your conscience a little bit.
Yeah.
And you have to, because you don't have anything other than that persona. And so
let's stop right there. And I think this interpretation of Carl Jung is, and I know he's doing it for the public, he's a smart guy, is an oversimplification. Because I wouldn't even call it the shadow. You've got conformity, but if conformity means evil, it's your light side is saying you can't conform with this evil. You've got to go ahead and get in their face. But I agree, if you have a knowledge of evil, then you understand what's happened with evil. Some of the purest people are totally blind to it because they're so pure. Those of us that have kind of a wicked side, though it's a smaller side, can actually see into it. But I think that's what he's getting to. It's a larger lecture. It's worth watching, and that's why they definitely are scared of him. All right, Jake Lloyd was with me today, InfoWars reporter at the Jeff Bezos new Amazon Foods. Whole Foods is now Amazon's inorganic food is their new slogan.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species.
The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And we'll be back tomorrow with the weekday transmission, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and other broadcasts at Infowars.com/show. We got the free podcast, all the rest of it. Jake Lloyd here with me. How would you just briefly, Jake Lloyd, how would you describe what we witnessed at the Jeff Bezos Whole Foods, Amazon Foods headquarters now here in Austin, Texas?
Well, briefly, we went in just to look at the supplements that they're selling. You know, they're very, very similar to the ones that we sell, similar, just private labeled. We go in there, and we have a few people, a few brainwashed people snickering at us, a lot of fans. And then we have some rent-a-cops that come over, and they're a little bit, one of them's okay, one of them's nice. Another one of them kind of gets on a power trip a little bit.
We've already left and are at the edge of the property.
Yeah, we're stepping onto the sidewalk and everything, and he's like, okay, listen up, I'm going to give you one last warning. So we step off on the sidewalk, and he keeps wanting to give attitude, and then Alex there in the video is just trying to figure out if they'll try to call the cops if we go get our cars, because we're parked in the parking garage, and they won't give an answer. They just keep saying, step off, so it was, it was interesting.
And again, it's about Jeff Bezos, who makes his money off taxpayers and is tax-exempt in the $1.50 per package, making $12 billion last Monday. Let's go ahead and roll this report.
Jeff Bezos is a criminal who's anti-free markets and anti-America. And we came out here nicely to cover it, and he had one of his goons get in our face. So now, I'm coming down here, I swear to God, at least 5 times in the next month to bullhorn this facility, Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Unorganic Food Headquarters.
Again, it's an InfoWars.com report. It's on InfoWars.com right now.
We're at Whole Paycheck. Or now, not at Whole Foods, but Amazon Foods. So we're here at hey, how's it going, guys? How's it going, man? Come on over and talk to us. Other folks are scared of us. How you doing?
Being up here yet?
We're here at Whole Paycheck. The guy that owns Amazon, the richest guy in the world? He made $12 billion last week.
That's insane.
You know how he makes it?
No.
He's got monopolies and he's tax exempt offshore. And he gets $1.50 on every package shipped by the post office of his packages. He gets $1.50 from taxpayers.
Damn.
Is that pretty amazing?
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
All right, guys, I was just saying hi. You guys want to say hi? All right.
Hi, guys.
Oh, pardon me, ma'am. We're just here checking out Amazon. This is the new Amazon shopping center. And as you can see, nobody said anything to us yet. I thought they would. These folks want to talk to us. Come on over. Come on over. It's all right. You're still a person, man. You can disagree with me. How you doing? We're here visiting the Amazon shopping center. Can't do it. See, leftists can never talk. They're unable to. Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. I got a couple questions. Hi, I'm Officer Barron with Christ Shield Security.
Alex Jones. Nice to meet you.
So, just wants us to find out what you guys are filming for?
You bet. Well, we're not filming. We're just shooting live video.
Okay. Well, what is your intention for trying to do this?
Sure. Our intention is, kind of like you see Michael Moore goes in and shows things and talks to people. Jeff Bezos has now bought Whole Foods. And so we wanted to come show people now that the world headquarters of Whole Foods is now the world headquarters of Amazon Foods. And that we wanted to then see if people knew about Jeff Bezos. And just about the fact that he's a big globalist, he pushes anti-capitalist agenda publicly, but then he's the richest man in the world who made $12 billion in one day last week. So we're just simply here. I've been a customer here since it was the old one over there 10 years ago, and I was a customer there for about 10 years. It's like I was the book people. So I've been here many times. I'm just here to walk around and actually show people in the live ecosystem here at Amazon Foods.
Well, our management here is actually asked to transmit recording because they don't feel comfortable with it. They don't have any knowledge of it.
Yeah. Sure, that's reasonable. Can I talk to the management?
I'll get a hold of them and see if they're willing to talk to you, but I'm just going to pass that.
No, honestly, well, listen, we're happy to go. I'm always planning to do some shopping later, but we're happy to go. That's reasonable. This is private property. This is Bezos' private property. He doesn't respect ours. He lobbies it in small family homes. He wants 250 square foot coffin apartments. USA Today called for that last week. He doesn't want you to have any money. They made $12 million in one day last week. But I agree with this property rights. And I agree with this security officer's point that this is private property and that they've asked us to stop filming. So what we're going to do is we're going to go wait outside on the property line. And if you can see him, go talk to us, sir. We'd love to talk to him. Thank you so much for honoring the private property.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and go outside. So there you go. We are honoring private property right now. Made those lobbies viciously to
him. Got a pause right there. And so we're outside. We're on the corner of the property. And a guy charges up and says, I'm going to call the cops on you. And I'm like, that's fine. We're about to turn the cameras off. Can I just get my car? He wouldn't answer.
Yeah, I mean, we were wrapping up the video. We were about to wrap up the transmission, get off the phones and everything.
And no one's around us.
Yeah.
We're on there's like a park, that little park there. We're at the very corner. No one's around us. It's us.
It's just us standing there, and there's two girls sitting on a bench. They weren't even there. It's not like they were eating Whole Foods products or anything. They were just sitting there, so they're just hanging out. They're loitering on, you know, I guess that's Whole Foods property still. And then we say, well, we're going to step off on the sidewalk here now. They're like, well, it's a private that's a private sidewalk. But then they keep telling us to hop down there, or they're going to call the police. So it doesn't. It, even that story doesn't line up.
Well, it just shows the jerk. The first guy was nice.
Yeah.
And the other
guy's doing his job.
Point is, it's about Jeff Bezos, whatever you want to say. I'm not going to get the rest of it. It's on InfoWars.com. But he gets taxpayer money. He can make $12 billion in a day. That's fine. We're not against free market. But then he funds Black Lives Matter. He funds Antifa. He funds the socialists. He works with Soros. He funds the Washington Post trying to stop our movement. And the big thing is, I showed my wife this morning. She was asking me about this before I went out there. If you go to Washington Post and type in Alex Jones, or just into a search engine, Alex Jones, WashingtonPost.com, snake oil. There's all these articles saying I'm a snake oil salesman. I sell multivitamins. I sell amino acids. I sell like the highest quality stuff. Bezos can make millions a year, but I can't make millions to fund our operation. I'm bad. And the left comes, like Comedy Central confronted me in D.C. and ABC and CBS and NBC. You sell supplements. You're a con man. And I go, I sell the very same ones, but even better. And they go, shut up. We're not talking about it.
Right. And Jeff Bezos, like you said, his money comes from these government-subsidized monopolies. The government funds him to take over an industry, to take over these different aspects of the economy. And then with that money, he goes, like you said, and funds Black Lives Matter. So it's the government using this opportunity to fund these anti-liberty movements.
And then just like the Clinton Foundation, the money goes back to the Democrats.
Exactly.
That's why they say Trump is, quote, obsessed with Amazon. Yeah, because it's the shadow government. You don't just think he really made, no one's ever made $14 billion in 6 months. He made it in one day. The guy's going to be worth like $500 billion in a few months. He's taking everything over. He's taking over all the public housing. He's just taking everything over. But he's liberal and pays no taxes. And the left's like, he pays no tax. He is worth $140 billion. We worship Bezos, Bezos, Bezos.
And he isn't Amazon. Aren't they making the cloud for the Pentagon now? Aren't they going
to deal with CIA, everything?
And that doesn't set off any alarm bells in anybody's brain. The fact that the government subsidizes this guy's entire corporate life, and then he has these contracts with the government to store all of your data that the government is in.
But it's even in the news that the staff say they're going away from organic. They're getting crap now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they're moving away. They used to bring in different brands and sell them there. Now they're trying to bring it all in and be. Only sell Whole Foods brand. They're 365 or whatever it's called. They're trying to only sell Whole Foods brand so that all of the money comes back.
The left will buy it. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. They'd eat radioactive sludge if Bezos said it. I'm telling you, man, he'd snap his finger. You're racist if you don't. They'd run to Chernobyl, just start gobbling radiation. I mean,
mm-hmm.
If you told a left to throw their kid off a cliff, they'd do it.
Yeah.
They just want a virtue signal.
Well, it's purely virtue signaling. The food isn't it. The food's no good anymore. And It's just about the cult. It's about the cult of being trendy, the cult of just...
Oh, they got all these magazines about austerity and how to be poor and how sexy it is. That's Bezos. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with David Knight in the morning, 8 a.m., myself at 11 a.m., and then we've got Owen Schroyer and others at 3 o'clock Central. We sell high-quality supplements that are game changers, air filtration, water filtration. We sell a four-stage HIPAA filter for $200. That's at regular price when the leading competitor is $400, $500, $600. And ours is just as good. We've got the whole body support. Body's ultimate turmeric formula with a 95% curcuminin rating. Stuff sold at Whole Foods on average is a 3% curcuminin rating. It's amazing. Super Blue complete combo pack, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, and more, 33% off. We've got so much more. Super Mel Vitality, cold pressed, great herbs and more, 50% off. Those sales are all about to end, and we're not Amazon. We promote the Second Amendment. We promote freedom. We promote Americana. You fund us. We're not Bezos, $12 billion a day. God, if we had $1 billion in 20 years, we'd beat them. But it just shows how sick this all is. Thousands of five-star reviews for our products. InfoWarsStore.com. Or go right over to Whole Foods or right over to Amazon. Some people say, well, wait, you've got an Amazon account. Yeah, so I can keep all the counterfeits off, all the fake stuff. I don't promote it. You sell stuff whole price. You have to have an account with them to kick all the counterfeits and fakes off. That's what we have on there, but we do not promote it. Buy it from InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you, Jake Lloyd. Thank you, crew. See you back tomorrow, Lord willing.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.